Okay, I guess we'll get started. So we haven't heard back. So call the meeting to order. It is 10:06. Everybody's time for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Amy?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Carla? Rita?
Here.
Brad?
Here.
Carleen?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Others in attendance?
We have KSDP, Meg Franklin, and myself, Cheryl, and I believe that's everybody.
Approval of the agenda.
There's also Matt Brown on.
Oh, Brown, I think I see that. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second this, Carleen.
Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carleen?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Public comments on agenda items? New business, the superintendent's contract. Last meeting, we discussed superintendent's contract. We asked for a mock days of remote working. I'm assuming everybody received that. Do we need to go in an executive session to discuss it?
If they want to.
Is there any discussion that you guys want to have that we need to have an executive session?
I guess if you, Brad, this is Rita.
Uh-huh.
I guess if you wanted like feedback to know if, because if we're truly just doing a yes and a no, yeah. So it would be if you want the feedback to reasoning of why would be executive session, or if Mike would not want those public or not to be said.
What's your wishes?
I don't mind public, but it might be a good to have an executive session so you can speak freely first.
Okay.
I feel like if we were going over his contract, we would go into executive session anyway, but why wouldn't we?
Okay, so I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session with the invitation to Mike Franklin.
Did you want to invite me first or?
Well, I want to have the option to bring right. him in.
Okay, I'll move to go into executive session with the invitation to Mike.
I'll second this, Carleen.
Motion made by Amy, second by Carleen. Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Carleen?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, what time is it?
10:10.
I move to exit executive session at 11:04.
This is Brenda, I'll second.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carleen?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So the superintendent's contract, the discussion was to accept the, or contract states up to 3 days of remote work, increase of the housing stipend to $1,000, and then the salary adjustments for the next 3 years and a 3-year term. Is there a motion to accept that contract?
I'll make a motion to accept the contract as presented with Alaska Standard Time.
That you're working Alaska Standard Time.
A second.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
No.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
No.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is resolution 2501. Mike, give a little explanation.
Yeah, I'll give a little history here. So one of the things that I've done in the last year is review the history of contracts in the district. And they're definitely in the district office. There were some, over the last 10 years, some changes that happened gradually. One of those was a leave hash out that kind of increased for certain people in the district office. It was different for different people. And so, again, I don't want to dwell on what happened previously, but I think moving forward, it's really important that we have total transparency in everybody's leave in their contracts, and that we have more equity. By equity, I mean that everybody who works in the district has similar benefits. So I was proposing to change district office personnel contracts to be more equitable with what else is around the district as far as leave, which would be so similar number of personal days and same cash buyout, not the big cash buyout that was in some previous contracts. So this is a resolution to acknowledge that if I were to make that change, that one of our employees had in her contract that she was able to bank annual leave and then eventually cash it out. So if we were to make this change, it basically takes away any leave. It just erases any leave that person had banked that had been contractually promised that could keep. So after consulting with the lawyer, this was the suggestion that the fair thing to do if we wanted to honor that was to change the contracts, like I was suggesting, for the future, but to do that cash leave now as opposed to at the end of when that person leaves the district, like was in the contract. Is that explanation clear?
They're not taking it away. They just got to take it now. Otherwise, they're going to fall under the new contract.
And then they will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
That was already something that was already contractually obligated. After consulting with the lawyer, and this is what I thought too, that this is the fair and legal way to deal with that. And then that would allow us moving forward to have very transparent and more equitable contracts.
So this would mean like they wouldn't, it wouldn't just like add up for how many years they would have to take it like at the end of their contract or
Yeah, the way it had been written into, from what I can tell, 4 or 5 people's contracts previously, only one's in the district, or will be at the end of this year. It was written that they could accumulate their annual leave up to a certain number. And again, that number was different for different people. And then when they separated from the district, that's the way it's written into the contract. Upon their separation from the district, they could cash all that banked leave out.
Okay.
So if we were to change this person's contract to say you can no longer bank that leave and you can no longer cash it out, you know, at the end of your upon separation from the district, then we've essentially taken away that they had been banking, which has a cash out.
But with this resolution, it says you can cash you can cash this out now, and then starting on our next contract cycle, we'll fall under the new contract. So none of the staff will, or the contracts will be written to where they're able to roll time over to cash out. Because the way it's explained is like 1 year, it's what you say, we cashed out $90,000 in the contracts. Another year, it was $40,000. So it's really hard to budget for those inconsistencies. So this will help stabilize that portion of our budget.
And then everybody will be the same. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's when it kind of became apparent to me that it was a challenge, is that $97,000 at the end of the year that we're cashing out, and we didn't budget for that in the beginning. That's problematic from a financial standpoint. And then just to be fair and equal to everybody. So what this resolution does is it would say, you would say that the board would approve of making this cash payout now, as opposed to when this person separates from the district.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve resolution 2501?
I'll make the motion to approve resolution 2501.
I'll second this, Carly.
Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
This is Carla, I second.
11:11.
11:11.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow, Franklin.